You have to ask yourself, what's the one word? The one word we associate with Tisha B'Av more than any other word. It's probably the word that Rabbi Leibowitz turned our attention to right at the very beginning of Kinos. That's, of course, Eicha. It appears over and over in Eicha, and it's one that we use throughout Kinos. And earlier, Rabbi Leibowitz put forward one of the understandings Chazal have, like what's special about the word Eicha. It also spells out Ayeka. Where are you at? The Kino we're about to take a look at, Eiko, digs into it in a very different way. It digs into the word Eicha. There's a lot of irony. Because in this word that we, without even knowing what it means, we just have so many automatic sad associations. Eiko is, where's the ko? Where are the great shining moments in Jewish history? And this kina is going to take us through an encounter, must be at least 10 different times. The word ko appears throughout Chumash in these glorious moments in Jewish history. Moments in the lives of the Avos, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Moments in the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. You have ko yiz arecha. The Kadosh Baruch Hu promises Arvinu there will be a Jewish nation. It's going to come from you. There's the ko of ko zavarcho of Berkas Kohanim. Kosomer Beis Yaakov, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained to Moshe Rabbeinu how Matan Torah is going to play itself out, the giving of the Torah, the sharing of Torah with the Jewish people, the heroic moment in Moshe's young life. V'yifin ko v'cho v'yar ki einish, where he stands up bravely for a Jewish brother with whom he really doesn't necessarily feel so much natural connection. He grew up in a different culture, but this is my Jewish brother, and I'm going to defend him. So many shining moments. And every single stanza, if you look in your kinos, every single stanza, the same basic structure. A ko, where is the ko? For instance, where the first one, where is the ko of Bris Ben Abisarim? Behein Ata. Where is the ko? Remember that glorious moment? Look at us now. And now we're Lama Lokim Zanachman Zanachman. Why are we at this tragically different state of affairs? One question to ask yourself as you work your way through the Kina, and you notice, this is a moment the life of Avram, this is a moment the life of Yaakov, of Moshe. I think one question to ask yourself is, to whom are we asking this question? It's a question. A ko, where's the ko? Where's the great Birkas Kohanim, the Beis HaMikdash? And where's the heroism of Moshe Rabbeinu? Where's the heroism of Avraham Avinu? Where's the promise of Avraham Avinu? And to whom are we asking that question? Eiko. I think it might not be primarily to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could be that we primarily ask that question to ourselves. And this is, as many have mentioned already, as Rambam reminds us, Atanas is not just a time to be sad. Atanas is, it is that. Atanas is also a time very much for tshuva. Atanas is a time very much for cheshba. Tshuva begins with looking in the mirror and seeing where I'm at and seeing how things, noticing what needs to change and beginning to think about how it could change. And the eiko might be primarily look at ourselves. Like look in the mirror. Like where am I at and how far am I? Where's that part of me that I haven't been focusing on? Where's that bit of Avraham Avinu inside of me? Where's that bit of Moshe Rabbeinu inside me? Where's that heroism? And where's that sense of the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to me? Eiko Omer Koreslav Befetzah.